Proclamation number 6104 of 10th of November, 1954. Utilizing life force to attain spiritual power. As long as your soul still wears its earthly garment, it has many opportunities to mature, for it is still in possession of life energy which it only needs to use in the right way in order to reach a degree of maturity which will enable it to enter the kingdom of light after the death of its body. As long as it walks on earth, this life force is at its disposal, but it disappears at the moment of death. However, with the help of this life force, it can acquire a rich measure of spiritual strength, and for this purpose it was embodied as a human being on earth. But how seldom is the vitality properly utilized? Mostly only for the well-being of the body, but rarely for the healing of the soul. And thus the soul's vitality can also remain completely unused, and then its fate is an extremely sad one, because it arrives in the kingdom of the beyond without strength and light and can no longer do anything by itself to improve this wretched state. The right use of vitality, however, consists of performing works of unselfish neighborly love, through which the human being acquires spiritual strength. As long as the human being lives on earth, he is capable of doing this. Only he is to want it himself, thus of his own accord he has to work with love in order to then also be richly blessed with divine strength of love which helps his soul to gain light and strength. A person who only thinks of his body and thus lives in self-love uses his vitality wrongly. He does not think of his neighbor, he only cares for himself and his physical needs, he wastes his vitality, he does nothing to acquire spiritual strength until death surprises him and he now arrives in the beyond completely without strength. Deprived of vitality and devoid of all spiritual strength, and is now in an agonizing state which the soul itself can no longer remedy. For in view of its previous state of strength on earth, it feels its present lack of strength as agony, which, however, it could very well have averted itself if it had used its earthly life to work with love. If people knew the immense value of their earthly life, if they knew the riches they could gather if they used their vitality properly, if they knew how bitterly they would one day regret having failed on earth, they would truly change their way of life, they would think less of their bodies and more of their souls. Yet they must create and work on earth in free will, of their own accord. They are certainly pointed out to them by the word of God about the consequences of a wrong way of life, yet the effect cannot be presented to them in such a way that they have to believe and then their thinking and acting takes place under compulsion. This is why the unheard of grace of the earthly change is not utilized. This is why countless souls arrive in the beyond without strength. Yet they can only ever be admonished and warned to now act in free will for blessing or for ruin. Amen.